Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, a little twinge of fall in the air, just the tiniest hint.
Dare you say this?
Fluttering down. A little bit of color on some of those gum trees. What's going on out there?
I think it's coming, Don. And, of course, we use back to school. School is in session pretty much, I guess, for everyone. And we use that as the entry point of the season. Of course, this weekend, opening day of North and South Carolina dove season, they play a part in that shifting of the seasons.
Yeah, it's September 1. How'd that happen?
Amazing. That's how it happened.
Yeah, really.
Or maybe time flies when you're having fun.
Or time waits for no man.
Or that, too.
Or marches on. Or some of those things. All of the above.
All of the above. Nonetheless, yeah, I think you're right. You can feel the shift in the season. It doesn't mean we're not going to have some hot days in later September or even October. Those will be about. But it's still getting a little bit, or maybe is it just our imagination, that twinge in the air?
No, don't you notice those leaves filtering down here and there?
Well, anyway, welcome to back to school season. Welcome to tailgate season as well. The college football season kicks off, and how does that affect us here in the outdoor world? Well, they play those games usually outside, as well as the tailgating season of getting out there early in the parking lot for whatever college that you cheer for.
Those guys. Don't forget about high school football, the place it really happens.
Well, that's right, Friday nights. And we're going to delve into that on this week's segments of the Carolina Outdoors. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee. And Don, here in the Charlotte area, Langston Wirtz has covered high school sports for the Charlotte Observer for, boy, I guess going on 3 decades or so, not to say his age. But anyway, instead of talking about the kickoff of college football this weekend, we're going to delve into the high school scene a bit. They've had one or two, or maybe even some of these teams have had 3 games under their belt, all before early September arrives, believe it or not. So we're going to find out what is happening in the Charlotte football scene. And maybe we'll delve into some other fall sports, varsity or junior varsity for that matter, in the high school realm. Also kicking off this weekend, besides that, all of it's happening over at Jesse Browns too, because whoever your college football team is, even if they're playing on Saturday, maybe they're playing on Sunday. There are a few college games on Sunday even, or Labor Day, Monday. All of that is starting over at Jesse Browns. We're going to have a tailgate party, so you can stop by Saturday, September 1st from 11 to 4. We'll have a hot dog or two, some beverages, and also a Labor Day weekend sale. All of that's going to be taking place if you're listening to the Carolina Outdoors September 1st, 2nd, or 3rd. Stop by Jesse Browns for the tailgate season kickoff. And Don, while I'm talking about that, we mentioned Langston Wirtz is going to join us. We're having a party at Jesse Browns on September 6th, and that is going to involve a little bit of fishing trivia with the Coastal Conservation Association. So they're going to be on hand. They're also going to be, Joe Neely of the CCA is going to be a guest on this weekend's show. A $10 entry fee to Jesse Browns includes food, prizes, and an offsetting $10 Jesse Browns gift card. And it also allows you to play fishing trivia night. So we hope all our Carolina Outdoor listeners and podcast listeners who want to join in and test their fishing trivia knowledge to come on over on September 6th. Those doors open at 6 o'clock, and it'll go to about 8 p.m. over at Jesse Browns in the Sharon Corners Shopping Center in the South Park area of Charlotte.
So fabulous prizes for the fishing trivia, or just bragging rights?
All of the above. A little bit of bragging rights, a lot of bit of bragging rights, but there'll be raffle prizes and prizes for the trivia folks as well. So anyway, those are just some of the things that are going on in our Jesse Browns world. And on this week's 4 segments of the Carolina Outdoors, of course, this segment, as you're joining in, whether it be via the airwaves of WBT or maybe you're listening to us via podcast. All our podcasts are available wherever podcasts are heard, or you can subscribe. Just go over to jessebrowns.com, click on podcast, and you can listen at your discretion and at your leisure. All four segments of this week's show, including other segments from prior shows before. Also, we're going to have Scott Jensen, who's going to join us. Scott's with Charlotte Stories, and that is really a daily news feed that is put out. So we're going to find out some of the things that are happening in the Charlotte area and what Charlotte's meaning to everyone outside of Charlotte, too. We've been rated and ranked on some surveys out there in the apartment world and in the marketplace world, and we're going to find out from Scott Jensen what all of that means. So all of that's on this edition of the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, speaking of story time, we've got that coming up at Jesse Brown's. That's everybody's favorite.
Oh, yeah. That's later in September. Boy, this is a big thing. We do it only three times a year, once in February, once in May, and then we'll do this, the September showing of Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's. This one's Thursday, September 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. Come hear a neighbor's adventure. We have three brand new storytellers and three brand new 20-minute stories. The first one's going to be Land Cruiser, and that's being told by Josh Jones. Across the Divide is the second story, told by Jeff Wise. And lastly, A River Ran Through Him by Ben Mathis. Those are the three brand new storytellers and stories being told Thursday, September 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. Who is this for? It's for the community. So stop by Jesse Brown's on September 20th. There'll be snacks and drinks provided. For more information, you can join us at jessebrowns.com beforehand, or go over there and check out the Jesse Brown's Facebook page, where all of this sort of thing is posted, including, Don, some of these segments from our weekly podcast.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
That's right. And what is the saying that you always say about a story?
Never let the facts ruin a good story.
That's right.
Absolutely right. And that'll be applied on the September the 20th. Never let the facts ruin a good story.
This has been a treat. This concept came really about people telling stories in the store. Every day at Jesse Brown, someone comes in with, and some of them are wild adventures of taking on Mount Everest or maybe the Appalachian Trail, but others of them are personal and involve maybe family or maybe an interest or a pursuit that they've had. No matter what it has been, they have all been super interesting. And our storytellers in the past and these September 20th storytellers have always been such willing participants and willing sports in being asked to stand up in front of the neighborhood, the crowd, the customers of Jesse Brown's, and telling about their lives, their interests, and maybe their great adventure, that everything went right on and it changed their life, or maybe a bunch of things went bad on and it changed their life.
That's right. And we're going to be coming up on some fish stories, and you know how those always start off.
Oh, yeah. How do they start?
Well, this ain't no lie. This is how it really happened. This ain't an exaggeration.
That may be how some of these upcoming Land Cruiser Across the Divide or A River Ran Through Him, that's how they may be being told as well. Well, listen, Don, of course, summer vacation is kind of ending. Of course, there's still some people who are going to be getting out there and having some excursions. The coast of both Carolinas see such tremendous traffic through the summer months, June, July, August. But as you mentioned, we're moving into the next season. That little leaves are starting to fall, and the air temperature ever so slightly is starting to cool. And that's when the anglers will start preparing for some fall travel back to our Carolina coast.
Most important, the bait fish move out.
When that water starts cooling, isn't that what happens? So
exactly.
We're gonna learn a little bit about the coastal fishing. In fact, we're gonna delve into the North Carolina coast specifically in the next segment of the Carolina Outdoors. But first, we're gonna take a quick break. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors.